Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the New International Version. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingston-Gongo here. Good morning. Today on Soul Purge, the assignment is just one. It's a simple assignment, but one that will change your life. Meditate. Today on Soul Purge, the assignment is to meditate. Now, I need to explain something to you. The soul houses your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, and your will. It also houses your memory. So today we're going to work on our soul. Remember, Soul Purge. So today we're going to work on our souls, and we're going to work on it by meditating. The scripture I read to you says, keep this book of the law always on your lips, and you'll meditate on it day and night. Now, meditating on God's word is a bit different than the way the world or all of these other religions handle meditation. So for us, meditation is not just thinking and zoning out our minds, right? And humming and all those things that they do in other religions. Meditating here talks about thinking on God's word, okay? Speaking it out to yourself, muttering it, saying it over and over again till your ears hear it, your soul hears it, your spirit hears it. The Amplified Version says, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. So one of the things that meditation does is meditation makes you careful. It says so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. So that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written. So meditation makes you careful. Meditation makes you pay attention. Okay? Meditation on God's word especially is powerful because it provides the avenue for us to draw from that bottomless well of living waters. It draws power and strength from God's word into our minds and our bodies. So someone who meditates on God's word flourishes and bears fruit in and out of season because they're always watered by the word. Every time you meditate on the word, it's watering your soul. So Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3, the New King James Version says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So I personally liken meditation to regurgitation in animals, right? In ruminant animals like cattle, sheep, goats, even giraffes. So they chew, they swallow, and then they come back to it again and get some more of it, and then they chew and swallow, you know. Or like camels who stop water for the days of drought. We need to apply these principles too with the word of God. So when you take the word in, from time to time, bring it up, chew on it again, and swallow it again, okay? You load up your soul with water from the word, and then you pull it up every time you're thirsty like camels. Now, we need to apply these principles to the word of God because the good thing about God's word is that it is inexhaustible. So there's always more. So if you put in the word, you can put more, right? So you're not afraid of it running out. So you can stay, meditate on God's word, meditate on God's word, meditate on God's word, then put in some more and meditate on that more. I mean, it's amazing, to be honest. It's amazing. You can't even boast of knowing it all. There's still so many virgin areas in God's word that still needs to be explored. So you go into the word, stay there, think about it, say it to yourself, think about it, say it to yourself, mutter it to yourself over and over and over again. Over, you think on it, you think on it. You go back, sit in a quiet place, you bring it up, something you read yesterday, bring something you read last week will remind you of something else. And you just, it goes on and on. Psalm 19 verse 14, the New King James Version says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. So there's a meditation of the heart. It says, let it be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let it be acceptable. There's a meditation of the heart. So one thing I've learned over the years is that not all things are to be spoken out. Some things are to be, are just meant to be meditated upon in the heart. So if you read Luke verse 19, the Bible tells us in the International Children's Bible that Mary hid these things in her heart and she continued to think about it. So the things that Simeon said to her, she kept it in her heart and she kept thinking. She would from time to time bring it up and think about it. The easy to read version says, Mary continued to think about these things, trying to understand them. That's what meditation does for you. It makes you careful, but it helps you understand the word. You think about it. You think about it. You keep meditating. You keep thinking about it. You bring it up, put it back. You regurgitate. It just keeps coming back. You mutter it to yourself, say it to yourself. It becomes your reality. So if you're faced with a challenge, the word will come up. If you're faced with something that is difficult to handle, the word that you meditated on will come back up. So today, I want you to take the time to sit in the scriptures. And not just today, make it a lifestyle, a habit, where you are meditating on the word. Where not just the words of your mouth, but the meditations of your heart will become acceptable to God because you are meditating on his word. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.